I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. And if you listen to this show, first, thank you for listening to this show. If you listen to the show, you know 8 o'clock on Tuesdays is when Seth and I are at our most petty. We're petty all the time, but we take it and we turn it up several notches Tuesday at 8 a.m., right, Seth?
We take PEDs before this segment. Sean and I have been on a mixture of amphetamines and alcohol. Yeah.
Syringes right in the butt. All right, so let's do this. Let's get petty. Let's listen to other people get petty. We call it the Pettycast. And let's start with this. We played this towards the end of the show yesterday, but I think it fits perfectly into this segment. The Patriots unveiled a statue for Tom Brady. Head was a little small, body was a little off, but whatever, you know.
He looked like the character in Beetlejuice that's waiting in the purgatory waiting room there, yeah. Who had had his head shrunken by cannibals.
That's right. That's exactly right. But Tom Brady had jokes when he was doing his speech at the statue unveiling at their preseason game against the Commanders this past Friday. Here was Brady to Jet fans.
But in the end, this statue isn't just for Pats fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year. Probably in the second quarter. Maybe the third.
Okay, you are writing checks on behalf, Tom Brady, of the 2025 New England Patriots, not the 2014 or 2016 or 2003, any of the Super Bowl teams. Hell, any of the teams that didn't win a Super Bowl but at least made the playoffs. You made the playoffs practically every year. So there's that. But a very petty joke towards Jets fans, which I understand. I'm here for it. I like it. I just feel like that. I feel like the Jets and the Patriots aren't all that different in 2025.
Yeah. You would. What did you? What did you feel like? Statue making in sports has taken a step back.
I think there's two things that we need to stop doing. I feel like statue making in sports has gone backwards. I can't remember the last time like there was a statue unveiling where like that is. Boy, that looks exactly like
what an impressive
the guy.
Statue. Yeah, there's probably, I'm guessing there's fewer sculptors these days.
Maybe,
maybe. Most of the good artists are going into the graphic world.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we got to stop with the statues. There are no more good statue makers, it feels like. Ask Dwayne Wade. Go look at the Dwayne Wade statue. The other thing we need to do away with, Seth, old-timers games. You see the Yankee old-timer game this weekend?
Why? I love it. I love seeing fat Johnny Damon.
It's depressing.
That was awesome.
It's my poor Mariano Rivera shredded his Achilles in this damn thing.
What are you going to do?
There's a reason why nostalgia works.
Yeah, I'll tell you what those guys didn't do.
Yeah.
They didn't get around in a circle and kneel down in silence.
They didn't. They scooped him up out of there and said, we got an old-timers game to finish.
They probably laughed at him.
Yeah.
That was what we did back in the day.
Yeah. I'm watching some of these highlights from the old-timers game. I'm like, this is depressing me. That's Alfonso. I had Alfonso Soriano was the linchpin for a very good fantasy baseball team I had back in the day. And I'm looking, and he looks less fit than I do. He was like a 40-40 guy.
You are petty. I like watching. I wish the Astros did more of that. I think the statues, part of it with the statues is I feel like it's hard to put up a statue these days without eventually finding out that somebody toppled the statue. Like the Panthers owner.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know how Karl Malone's statue is still standing, but there's like, I feel like you're putting a target on your back whenever you have a statue put up for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So,
anything that, you know, 100 years from now, they're going to be toppling all these statues because they find out that we ate animal meat or something.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They'll be like, I heard he was a meat eater, that guy. Topless statue.
Away with the statue. All right, so I'm a little petty in that one. Tom Brady, obviously petty towards the Jets, so we like that. Did you see this little kid named Bradley? I say little, he's like 13 years old, that was in an umpire getup over the weekend at a Cubs-Cardinals game?
I saw a picture of it, but I hated the kid immediately,
okay,
so
good.
I didn't read anything about it.
So
yeah.
This kid named...
Oh, no, was he sick?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Right,
not that I know of. I think he just...
That's a little too petty.
He's into... umpiring, I guess. Like, well, I'll let him explain. This is a Cubs-Cardinals game in St. Louis. This kid lives in Florida, okay? So he and his family drove up to St. Louis for a three-game series, and he dresses up in a Major League umpire getup, and he's got all the body motions down. Like, he puts on the mask ferociously like an umpire does. Somebody hits a home run, they flash to him, he's doing the home run signal. Like, he is into being an umpire. I'm guessing he wants to be one someday. He explained to the Cubs sideline reporter, whose name escapes me right now, Taylor McGregor, I think is her name. How did this all come about?
So I was actually at a Marlins game, and then my dad, I was looking at the umpires, and my dad said, "Who are you looking at?" And I said, "The umpires." And then since then, I asked him for umpire gear and, you know, all sorts of different stuff. And then we started going to minor league games, Cardinals, spring training, and then we just did a bunch of different stuff.
And what brings you specifically to St. Louis?
Well, definitely because of the Cardinals, and I also heard that it's a three-game series with the Cubs, and I was super excited to go, and I saved up my money, and we're coming to all three games.
Okay, so here's my petty with this whole thing. The kid sounds like a great kid.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty smart thing. If you're not, I don't know if he's good at playing baseball or not, but like if you're looking for an avenue to get into baseball,
But setting your sights on a niche career that other people as children don't have.
Yes.
You know, Roger Goodell, from the time he was a young teenager, wanted to be commissioner of the NFL.
Correct.
I would hazard that he was the only child in America that had that specific goal.
Yes.
So you've kind of, you shrink the field of competition.
Yeah.
So now he is also choosing, his dream is to become a job that is largely going to be marginalized with the advent of the
computer,
the automatic strike zone.
Yeah.
There's still going to be a lot going on, obviously.
Sure,
a lot
sure.
of ways to be an umpire. Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be humans out there. There'll be jobs.
Yeah.
I would say, too, it's a job that fewer and fewer people want to go through the grind of doing, like Little League and Pony League and high school and college.
You don't want to deal with the parents.
That's my point. Yeah. Like, it's not worth it. So that part's smart. The petty part is this kid stands in the middle of the aisle to do all this stuff. Like if you're sitting there, like he's a bit of a nuisance.
This is why, before I heard, he acts like an ump the whole game. Sounds like a nice enough kid and everything. It just feels like it's the Costco guys.
He's bringing the boom.
It feels like it's built for social media and everything. Yeah, it does. It just annoys me.
All right, Bradley.
I'll be petty towards a child.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, there's the rules in the petty cast are very few. All right, so that's we're petty towards Bradley. Sunday in the Astros win over the Yankees, there was a play. I forget who the hitter was for the Astros, but hits a pop fly behind second base that lands in between three Yankees. Runners are on base. Jose Altuve is running home. And Cody Bellinger tries to throw Jose Altuve out and look like Timmy Lupus on the Bad News Bears. The ball slips out of his hands, and he looks like somebody who's never thrown a ball before. Here's what it sounded like on the broadcast.
Popped up, shallow left field. And that's going to drop in for a base hit. Here comes the runner, and the throw just goes awry. So Altuve scores, staying put at second is Walker. It's a pinch hit single for Arias. I'm not quite sure what happened with the ball by Bellinger.
Yeah, it just slipped out of his hand. He was in and running in, and they thought he might have a play.
It was hilarious. He's going to be memed forever for that, and I love it.
Yeah,
I am
yeah.
petty towards Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger perpetually looks like he ate too many edibles before a game. It's yep. fun when anything like that happens
yes.
to him, especially when you know we've been the victim of his actually impressive arm at times.
We have.
There's a pettiness angle here, too, and it has to come in talking about Astros third base coach, Perez-Chica.
Yeah.
Because Perez-Chica, I like to, by the way, pretend his first name is Perez. And
his last name is Chica.
Chica is his last name. Perez-Chica. I'm petty towards people who have zero memory of how they felt about Gary Pettis back in the day. Because there was nobody more despised than Gary Pettis sending guys home and people. This is before it was when people were still getting used to the Astros' aggressive base running. And the thing is, Pettis was still actually, I think, making good calls based on what the Astros wanted to do. Perez-Chica, I'm cool. Whenever there's a play at home, I'm cool with sending the runner home. Because that's the theory is that more times than not, it's even if it's a great outfielder, it's not going to be a perfect throw to home. So send the guys home. I'm not a fan of Perez-Chica sending Paredes on plays where he makes it halfway to home
down
plate
the line,
when the ball arrives. Yeah, this is where he's nowhere close to Gary Pettis at this point.
I love that. That was a random petty I did not expect from a Cody Bellinger, botch in the outfield. And by the way, if you're wondering, maybe you're new to Houston, you know, or maybe you just have a short memory and you don't remember. Why are we so petty about Cody Bellinger? This was from February of 2020, right after the Astros got punished in the being better than everybody else scandal.
I thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show.
Okay, there, we can cut it right there. The show.
Everybody in the show.
The show. You sound like such a dork. Oh my God! Everybody in the show. What
Bellinger too, and his other comments too. It showed that he, in a lot of his comments, he showed that all he had done is watched a couple of videos and hadn't actually read anything about everything that had happened.
Yeah.
Because he talked about Altuve changing that false story about him changing his jersey in the dugout and everything. Anything that John Boy had put out that was false about conspiracy theories. Bellinger saying that they had cheated for 3 years when it was okay. Again, it's obvious that Bellinger hadn't actually read anything.
Yep.
The thing that annoys me to this day is there's still people that errantly will say that none of the Astros ever actually apologized because all they did was watch the press conference and then listen to other pundits who didn't actually do their homework and see all of the comments that players, individual players made afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah. He'll always be dead to me, this Cody Bellinger.
I like that. That's petty right there.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Text in your petty, 713-572-4610. This is just me being petty because I got a big kick out of it. CeeDee Lamb in street clothes getting run over by a line judge in the Cowboys game on Saturday. If you haven't seen it, CeeDee Lamb takes a pretty big hit. He was CeeDee Lamb celebrating a Jonathan Mingo catch, and he starts running down the sidelines with CeeDee Lamb does with his number one finger up in the air. He's all celebrating.
In the restricted area on the sideline.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been in this area. He gets a penalty for this, actually. The line judge is trying to run along with the play, and he plows over CeeDee Lamb. Here's what it sounded like.
Yeomans on the sideline can clear things up as we look at CeeDee Lamb on the sideline. Kyle?
Yeah, guys, this happened right in front of me. CeeDee Lamb was celebrating Jonathan Mingo getting behind his defender. He was so excited, he jumped in front of an official, and the official ran over CeeDee Lamb. On the sideline, that's where the penalty comes in, and he was off the sideline, he was outside of the box, and so CD's the one that's being penalized here for the Cowboys sideline infraction.
Pettiness in me loves that. He got popped pretty good. Like, there was some whiplash in that hit by that line judge right there.
Yeah. I saw, were they fake reports that CeeDee Lamb was injured, I'm guessing?
No, because the video of the clip that we just heard, you can see CeeDee Lamb like laughing and joking with his teammates about it.
You say no, I asked if there were fake reports. I saw fake reports.
Oh, I didn't hear fake. Sorry. Oh, okay. I didn't hear fake. Probably.
I saw some immediately that had like 500,000 retweets, but then saw no more news of him being injured.
Yeah.
Not that. Now, I'm guessing 75% of idiotic Cowboys fans think that the official is somehow to blame for this.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yes.
Well, no. CeeDee Lamb's idiocy was to blame for that.
What's he doing?
The umpire is watching the play, not trying to attract attention to himself.
That's right.
Like some people.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, last one here. You sent this one to me yesterday. This is outstanding. This is as petty as it gets. This is an employee, I'm going to say, of a department store.
Yeah,
right?
Sean and I don't know how the law works, so I'm going to bleep out the name of the department store just in case. I don't want to get sued over this.
A prominent department store that is in many locales around the United States, small and large.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. This is an employee quitting her job at this particular place by grabbing the overhead microphone, the PA inside the store, and saying this.
Attention, all shoppers, associates, and managers. My name is Shauna from Cap 2, and I just want to come on here and say Henry is a racist, stinky prick. Giovanna is racist. Elias is a prick of a manager. This company fires black associates for no reason. This company treats their employees like especially Cap 2, and Jimmy from Sporting Goods, Joseph the cashier, Larry from Garden Center. You are all perverts. And I hope you don't talk to your daughters the way you talk to me. Shout out to Ariel. F-ing love you for getting me this job a year ago when I needed it most. F-ing the managers, f-ing this company, f-ing this position, and f-ing that big lazy bitch, Chris Price. I f-ing quit. I'm out.
Okay, Ben, good job keeping that in there. I'm out.
I applaud the pettiness.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's. I'll tell you what. Honestly, all right. If she's got serious complaints against those people, especially Jimmy, Joseph, and Larry.
Yeah.
She went about this in the wrong way, man. Because for one, she's got to get another job, presumably, at some point.
Unless she just got
engaged and her husband or future husband is saying, like, no, honey, you never have to work no more.
Yeah.
But also, particularly if you're Jimmy, Joseph, or Larry, that would be the one that would be the most, I don't know if those guys are married or not, but they were the ones that she called perverts. She might be facing some lawsuits
she
from
might.
Some individuals on that, like blasting it all out on social media. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Like I said, I don't know the law so much.
I
applaud the pettiness.
I applaud the pettiness. I'm thankful for the content. I think this is advice you and I give out at least once a year, and usually it's when somebody in our industry is let go from their job, which is, and we've seen this with others in our industry, don't burn bridges on the way out, kids.
Yeah.
Don't take to social media and talk about how horrible your former employer is or how you got a raw deal. Like, put your nose to the grindstone and go get yourself another job.
If you do, like, the accusations she was making are very serious accusations, yeah, then pursue a legal route to it and do it the right way. When you just put it on blast out there publicly,
viral.
That just, it does nothing good for you.
Yep.
You get a little flash of attention and maybe support, but in the long run, it does not serve you well. You have to fight and fight and fight to not just get petty publicly about things that might have happened at your former job. I'm not saying to not, you know, if you need to be a whistleblower, then do it, but do it the right way.
Yes.
Don't do it just by putting it on blast on social media.
I asked people to send in petties on the text page, and there's a bunch of people saying, hey, play Correa now, responding to Bellinger.
Oh, yeah.
Play Correa. We may play that later in the show. I know, Ben, I know that's a tough one to go find. Someone is petty about Bregman's home run ball getting thrown back last night onto the field.
Okay.
A little disrespectful.
Very divisive issue. You should do a Pender poll about that. Okay. I thought it was pretty, respectably hardcore in a way. But at the same time, I put myself in that situation. If I were sitting in the Crawford boxes and I caught a home run from Bregman in his first game back at Minute Maid, I'd have an emotional attachment to that. I wouldn't want to throw it back out on the field. Now, It's easy to say that after the Astros win.
Yeah.
If the Astros had lost,
yeah,
maybe I would have thrown it back out on the field at the end of the ninth inning. I don't know.
Here's the problem. If you do it after, if they're losing the game in the ninth inning, you just throw a ball on the field.
Yeah.
You get escorted out. When you throw it back right after the home run, it's a ha-ha funny moment. You know?
That's true. That's a good point.
Why did Seth just throw a baseball on the field? Now, that would be interesting. Yeah. All right. Those are our petties. That was a petty cast. All right, up next, ESPN ranking the futures of all 32 NFL teams. Quarterback, roster, coaching, front office. Where did the Texans land, and where were they in this exercise when D'Amico Ryans arrived 2 years ago? How do you feel about the rebuild when we share these numbers with you? We'll do that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.